Boivinu. Vice Mayor Brooke. Ms. Case. Commissioner Castillo. Vice Mayor Castro. Mr. Gerald Cooper. Mr. Scott Cooper. School Board Member Dinnan.
Here.
Commissioner DeBose. Mayor Fisher. Mr. Hobby.
Here.
Vice Mayor Julian.
Here.
Commissioner Malozzi.
Here.
Mr. Reinstein.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter. Mr. Straker. Mayor Udine. Ms. Willett.
Here.
Chair Williams.
Here.
Yeah. Super public. Aye.
Our ward, woman review, planning council, planning council, making committee recommendation, moving presented at the planning council meeting, and the executive committee recommended approval. Any discussion?
Move our one.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Our two, thank you. You deserve it. Performance review for the executive director. Again, the planning, executive committee recommended approval. Any discussion?
I move our two.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Henry, again.
Thank you.
You do more.
Your report is up today, again, to reiterate.
To go.
And what about the executive director report?
Yes, Mr. Chair, is this working? Is this working? Okay, good. First of all, thank you for your support. Really appreciate that very much. Just a quick report, an item that was discussed at the executive committee about the technical assistance that the MPO staff has previously provided the council on transportation analysis. At the executive committee, presented a memo, which is in your backup under this agenda item, a list of options that could be done to provide the same service. And the executive committee gave me direction to just narrow down to option A, which is just for the MPO staff to continue to do the same service, but from now on they're going to charge applicants a cost recovery fee, which they estimate for a typical amendment being like $1,800. And this would be similar to how the school board charges applicants a fee for what they provide. This would not come out of the planning council budget at all. This would just be something that would be charged directly to applicants, so this would not be a budget issue for the council. The other option, which has kind of developed over the last week, is for county staff, existing county staff, to do some of it. They can do a portion of what the MPO staff has previously done. So in the next month, I'm going to work with county staff and the MPO staff to just narrow down to these two options and present this again to the executive committee or the full council and make a final decision in September. So if there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer them, but that's where we're at right now on this.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
For the record, before we go on, for the record, Commissioner DeBose is here. Are you down is here? Oh, you went to the back. Okay, I didn't see it. All right. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask a question of the thinking of the executive committee. Was there a preference as to one or the other, or what was it that you had to find out more from the MPO?
Well, in the executive committee, we looked at option A.
I understand that. I'm asking about B.
Oh, well, we were presented another option that we were going to come back, Henry's going to come back with it on option E. So I hope we can just table this item until we get all the information. He gave you this information of different options that we could possibly have. If you want to discuss it, we can. I'm not trying to stop you from discussing. I'm just saying that until we get the final viewpoint of what's going on, I would hope we can just, because we can stay on this all day with all four options.
Okay, I can talk to Henry afterward. That's okay. I'll drop my question.
May I ask just one thing for the record, just for clarification? We did also discuss the other options like B, C, and D, and felt like those were not something we wanted, we were comfortable moving forward on, so we narrowed down to A and the new E.
And he's going to come back in September, so we have a full discussion on it. Okay. I forgot to say that Vice Mayor Bovenu had called in for an excused absence, as well as Gary Cooper. I don't know if we have any other excused absences, but I want to make sure that's on the record.
Yes, other than that is Mayor Fisher, Commissioner Brook, Commissioner Castillo, and Mr. Stryker. Did you mention him?
Chair?
Move excuse the absence.
Just because there are some people with questions in reference to the MPO issue, can we make the minutes for the executive meeting, put that in here so that they can, you know, see the questions that were asked?
Oh yes. I'm not trying to, yeah, we can do that.
I second moving the absences.
Okay. We approve the absence. All in favor of all approved absences?
Aye.
Anything else, Henry?
No, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Quasi-judiciary hearings, we've got two, PH1 and PH2.
The quasi-judicial procedures have been waived, and if no one from the audience wishes to speak and the commission does not wish to pull anything, you could approve both of them together. The hearings have been waived.
Okay. And anybody have any discussion about these items?
Let's let everyone know that it involves more open space and parks.
Okay. PH1 is public hearing on recertification of the City of Fort Lauderdale future land use element, and PH2 is the recertification of public hearing on recertification of the City of Sunrise future land use element.
Move the items.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Now we've got from PH3, I think somebody's speaking on PH5.
Yes, we do have a speaker signed in for PH5, and then we have a lot of speakers signed in if there are questions. But PH5 is the only one that just have somebody signed in that would like to speak.
Okay. Does anyone else here have any items that they'd like to pull for discussion?
8, 9, and 10.
8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Move the items last 3, 5, 8, 9, and 10.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Any opposition? Yes. Relate to 5. 3. 3. PH3, I forget that. Thank you. PH3. Public hearing on the recertification of the City of Fort Lauderdale future land use element text amendment. Planning Council staff recommendation, recertify the city's future land use elements. Who pulled this?
3 was a speaker from the audience, I believe.
That was 5.
Oh, 5,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think 3 just got blended in there. I don't think.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All in favor for 3?
Motion.
Huh?
Motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Let's go to PH5 now. First public hearing on small-scale amendment to the Broward County Land Use Plan, City of Fort Lauderdale. Application for the community facility to recreation and open space. Location approximately 6.8 acres, generally located in the east side of Southwest 18th Avenue between Southwest 14th Court and Southwest 16th Street. Recommendation, Planning Council staff recommendation on August 17, 2010 for approval. We have a speaker.
The speaker we have signed up is Tim Hager.
Can I just say, I already signed up to speak if there was opposition. There's no opposition.
Motion on PH 5.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Good. Thank you. PH 8, second public hearing on amendment to the Broward County Land Use Plan text. Amendment to the Broward County Land Use Plan text revision revising the Town of Davie Regional Activity Center, South Florida Educational Regional Activity Center, and the Town of Davie. Additional agenda material has been supplied and recommended by the Planning Council, Planning Council Transmittal Recommendation, City Commission Transmittal Recommendation, State of Florida Review Agency comments on July 19th, and Planning Council Staff Final Recommendation August 17th. So it's been looked at a lot of agencies. I think, who pulled this, Ms., you got the first shot at it?
I just wanted to have the chance to vote on this. I'm still not satisfied with the water availability.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, I guess I was under the, we do have a speaker signed in for this, Mr. Gary Shimmin. He's the town administrator.
This is for this item here?
Yes.
PH 8? Okay, let's discuss it first. That's the only reason you pulled it? Anyone else here have any discussion about this item? Commissioner Pelosi?
I have a question. Can you expand on concern with the water issue exactly?
The water.
The water.
I'm saying wet specifically, just what's your concern with it?
Am I the only one that can't understand?
The water issue, what's the concern with the question?
Your microphone.
Your mic is.
You're echoing. You sound like you're in a canyon. It's bouncing.
What's your concern?
It's bad.
I got it.
Can you hear me on here?
Yes, I can hear you there, yes. I read over the application, and I'm still not satisfied that this project, this large project, is going to have enough water availability, and I'm just not pleased with it at all.
Mr. Chair, I should mention that we just received a letter from the Water Management District, which I think was handed out to all the council members, that we just received that, from the Water Management District, that indicated that they were okay with the water issue now, with this amendment.
I'd like to move the item.
Second.
I'd like to move the item.
Well, we got speakers.
No, you have speakers.
I think he's just answering questions to the town manager.
But I also.
Chair?
Okay.
All right, you moved it?
Second.
We got a question.
I just wanted to provide Ms. Willett, if she didn't receive that letter from the South Florida Water Management District, it did just arrive, I think, the other day, so if you wanted a copy of that.
I did see it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and no, I think it also needs to be pointed out that I agree with the letter, that I think it fulfills and it shows that they can handle the water, but you also have that it's not really, you really can't see it in what's written here. There is such an incredible internal transportation system that is at the disposal in this area, that you are going to have such the least amount of impact in traffic because of all the public transportation that the schools have, all the buses that Davie has, and the amount of people that actually use it. And this town and this area right here is going to flow right in with what is already in place, and they should almost use this as a model for other cities, because there is such a high density of people that do use all the public transportation, and I thought that needed to be pointed out. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We've got a motion on the table, I think, do you got a second? And second, for approval, all in favor?
Aye.
Any against?
No.
Make the record show we have two against. Vice Mayor Julian, or three? What, three? I saw two.
No.
No?
I'm okay.
You just got two?
No.
All right. All right, PH 9. public hearing on amendment to the Borough County Land Use Plan, Town of Davie. Application is low medium residential to irregular residential. That's approximately 49.97 acres in Section 22 of Township 50th South, Range 41 East, generally located east of University Drive between Nova Drive and Southwest 30th Street. It's been recommended all the way through the state, and now it's back through us again. Anybody have, who pulled it again? This case? All right.
Just take the vote.
Ms. Willett, just take the vote.
Kill me.
Motion to approve, second? Okay, it's been properly moved and second that we approved PH 9. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
All right, well, Ms. Willett, record show, she's got that. And PH 10. Again, second public hearing on amendment to the Broward County Land Use Plan, City of Deerfield Beach. Commercial recreation to medium-high residential. It's approximately 5.6 acres in Section 15 of Township 48 South, Range 42 East, generally located on the north side of Crystal Lake Drive, west of Military Trail. You had a problem with that too, so give me what you...
Yes, I'm against taking commercial recreation and making it into residential.
Okay. Valid point. Any other discussion?
I wasn't at the meeting where this was originally dealt with. Is the, and I should know this, but is the clubhouse being used for anything right now? Does anybody know?
Mr. Chair, I can answer that. Dennis Mealy, on behalf of the applicant. No, the clubhouse is closed down, has been for a while. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you look at the aerial photo that's in your backup, you'll see that what this is the old clubhouse location. They're going to be building a new clubhouse right behind the old clubhouse using some of the same parking. So this amendment is only using an old parking lot and the old clubhouse location. It's not taking away any of the golf course itself. And there was no comments from DCA, and it was been approved at the city unanimously with no opposition. I believe at the county commission unanimously at transmittal as well, if I remember correctly.
Okay. I didn't think it was open.
Oh, in your hand.
Just for clarification, this is just a switch. There's nothing being added or anything like that, correct?
Right. We're just taking the old clubhouse location, making it residential. The golf course remains open, remains intact. It's not shortened. It's not modified. It's still 18 holes, and it'll still be there just like it is today.
Just a switch. Thank you.
Okay.
Second.
It's been properly moved and second that we approved item 10, PH 10. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
The record shows. I've got about four other things I want to talk about since we had that kind of time. I got to get a motion for adjournment. I mean, unless you want to talk about something else. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming. Yeah, that's right. That's what we started saying. Oh, man, don't get long.
I know.
And then I left. They all second reading.
Always, I don't know what the feeling is. I mean, because many council meetings are shorter than the commute.
Yeah. That's right. But when I look at it, okay, I got to say some stuff, but when I look at it,
I know.
And then I start going through the second meeting. I'm reading the things, I'm reading the that was easy.
Exactly.
I mean, they don't bother you.
You don't want to look at the board.
Thank you.